Today we're carving an Amen variation in Ableton Lev 12 for that jungle and old school DNB feel. The goal is not to make a random chopped up loop. The goal is to turn a classic Amen into a new phrase that still feels alive, still feels raw, and still hits with purpose. Think of the Amen like a sentence. The snare is the punctuation. The kick is the motion underneath it. The ghost notes are the little bits of character that make the groove breathe. If you edit it well, the break doesn't lose its identity. It becomes more focused, more dangerous, more musical. For this lesson, start with a clean Amen break and drop it into Ableton. You can drag it onto a MIDI track and let Simpler load it automatically, which is the easiest way and for beginners. If you want to work with the audio directly, that's fine too, but keep it simple at first. We want to hear the phrase shape, not get lost in menu diving. Before you cut anything, listen for the anchors. Find the main snare hits first. Those are the parts of the break that keep the listener locked in. Then identify the kicks around them, and finally notice the tiny pickup notes, the ghost hats, the little lead-ins that make the loop feel like it's leaning forward. What to listen for here is this. Does the break already have a strong push into the next bar? Does the snare feel like it lands with confidence? If the answer is yes, you're in a great place. If it sounds too flat or too gridlocked, the variation is going to feel forced no matter how clever the edits are. Now, for a beginner, the best move is usually subtraction first. Don't start by adding loads of slices. Start by removing one or two things. Maybe pull out a kick just before the snare. Maybe shorten a snare tail. Maybe drop the last ghost note before the loop wraps around. That tiny bit of space can do more than a busy fill ever will. Why this works in DNB is simple. The groove is built on pressure and release. In jungle and old school, a carved Amen variation often feels stronger because it breathes. You keep the main snare identity stable, and you change the lead-in around it. That makes the ear-hear movement without losing the dance-floor connection. If you're editing the audio clip, use the cut tool carefully and add little fades so you don't get clicks. If you're using Simpler in slice mode, just leave certain slices untriggered. Either way, the first pass should feel like a tighter version of the original, not a brand new drum loop. What to listen for now is whether the edited break still feels like a drum phrase when the original is muted. That's a really important test. If it still nods and makes sense on its own, you've got structure. If it feels like random hits, you've cut too much too soon. Once the basic carve works, add only one rhythmic twist. Just one. Maybe move a ghost note slightly earlier. Maybe delay a tiny hat tick. Maybe swap the last two pickups so the loop answers itself differently on the repeat. Keep it subtle. The best beginner-friendly variations are usually the ones that feel like a real drummer made a slightly different choice, not like a machine, got confused. A very effective trick is to make bar 1 more familiar and bar 2 slightly more broken. That gives you a call and response feel. Bar 1 says, here's the groove. Bar 2 says, here's the reply. That's classic jungle energy right there. If you want a quick mental rule, use this. Keep the snare, adjust the chatter, keep the body of the break, reshape the edges. That alone will take you a long way. Now let's shape the sound with a simple stock Ableton chain. You don't need a pile of processors. In fact, too much processing can destroy the break faster than bad editing. A clean starting chain could be EQ8, Saturator, and Drum Boss. Use EQ8 to trim the useless low rumble. You usually don't need much below the useful drum range, so clean that out gently. If the break sounds muddy, a small dip somewhere in the low mids can help, but don't hollow it out. We want body. We just don't want mud. Then add Saturator for a bit of grit. Keep it modest. A small amount of drive can make the break feel more alive, more urgent, more present in the mix. Match the output so you're hearing tone, not just volume. Finish with Drum Boss if you want a little extra crack and weight. A touch of drive can bring the snare forward. Just don't overdo the boom if your bassline is already carrying the low end. In jungle, the break should chatter and punch. It should not turn into a sub-generator unless that's an intentional effect. If you want a darker, more controlled old-school flavor, there's another good option. Auto-filter, glue compressor, and EQ8. That chain closes the top end a little, glues the hits together, and lets you clean up anything that builds up afterward. It's a nice choice when the break is too bright or too busy. What to listen for in the processing stage is whether the snare still cuts through after the color is added. If the break gets louder but less exciting, that's not an improvement. If it gets more dangerous without losing clarity, you're on the money. Now bring your bass back in. Don't judge the break in solo for too long. In DNB, the break only matters in context. The real question is how it sits with the sub and any extra kick layers. Listen for two things. First, Does the snare still sit on top of the bass without getting swallowed? Second, is there enough room in the low mids, or is the groove turning into a cloudy mess? If the bass and break are fighting, make a small EQ move on the break before you start messing with everything else. A gentle cut around the low mid area can open space fast. Also, check mono compatibility if you've added any stereo tricks or parallel texture. The center impact is what matters most. If the groove falls apart in mono, simplify the stereo side and keep the kick and snare solid in the middle. That's club thinking. That's the stuff that survives big speakers. Now let's turn the edit into an actual phrase. This is where the variation becomes more than just a loop trick. Place it where it has a job. Maybe you run the main break for 4 or 8 bars, then let the carved version answer it for 2 bars before the loop settles back. Maybe the variation appears as a pickup into a drop. Maybe it shows up in the second half of a phrase to keep the arrangement moving. This is where a simple edit becomes a musical idea. The listener should feel a change in energy, not just hear a different cut pattern. If the variation works, it will sound like the tune is developing. A really strong beginner move is to keep the first half of the phrase familiar, then let the second half get a little more broken or a little more exposed. That gives you contrast without losing the floor. And once it works, print it to audio. Seriously, commit it. In a real session, that keeps you from endlessly tweaking and helps you move on to the bass and arrangement. Do a final polish pass now. Zoom in on the cuts. Add tiny fades where you need them. If a hit feels late or clumsy, nudge it a hair instead of over-quantizing everything. Old school and jungle often sound better with a little human drag. Too much snapping everything to the grid can kill the swing. Keep an eye on the level too. A great carved amen should feel energetic, but it should not bully the whole mix. If you're pushing the master just to hear the break punch, pull it back. Leave headroom so the bass can breathe. What to listen for on the final loop is whether the repeat feels intentional. Does the variation turn the sentence? Does it feel like a reply, a pickup, or a small drop in tension before the groove lands again? If yes, you've done the important part. The break still sounds like an amen, but now it has shape. A few quick mindset reminders here. Treat the amen like a sentence, not a loop. Get the rhythm working before you reach for heavy processing. Tiny changes matter more than huge ones in this style. Moving one ghost note or removing one kick can create more energy than stacking extra layers. And if it only sounds good in solo, it's not finished yet. Bring the bass back in early and make sure the whole thing still feels like a record, not a demo. Here's your practice move. Build a 2-bar amen variation using only one amen loop, only stock Ableton devices, and only one rhythmic twist. Just remove, move, or delay one hit. Keep the processing simple. Your goal is a loop that feels like the original amen, but with a carved second bar that creates motion and still leaves room for the bass. If you want to push yourself a little further, make 2 versions. One subtle, mostly subtraction-based. One a bit more aggressive, with one rhythmic displacement. Then compare them at matched volume. Ask yourself which one feels more exciting without getting messed up. That's the real test. So the recap is this. Find the anchors, carve by subtraction first. Make one clear twist, and keep the snare identity strong. Use Ableton's stock tools to add grit and control, not to flatten the groove. Always check the break with the bass, because that's where the real answer lies. Now go build that phrase. Keep it tight, keep it raw, and keep it moving. If the amen still bangs when the loop comes back around, you're on the right track.